The Soul of a Dog, Reflections on the Spirits of the Animals We Love. By Melvin J. Gillett Jr. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Soul of a Dog, Reflections on the Spirits of the Animals We Love by Melvin J. Gillett Jr. is an exploration into the spiritual connection between humans and animals, particularly dogs. The book begins with a discussion of how our relationship with animals has changed over time, from one based on fear to one based on love and respect. It then delves into the various ways in which we can connect spiritually with our animal companions, including through meditation, prayer, and ritualistic practices such as burying beloved pets or honoring them in other special ways. Gillett also examines how different cultures view animals differently, some seeing them as sacred while others see them simply as tools for labor or food sources, and how this affects our own views about their souls. Gillett goes on to explore what he calls the soulful bond that exists between us and our animal friends, discussing topics such as communication between species, including telepathy, reincarnation, near-death experiences involving animals, and even stories of miraculous healings attributed to canine companionship. He also looks at some of the more controversial aspects surrounding pet ownership today, such as puppy mills and euthanasia, and offers his thoughts on these issues from both a scientific perspective and a spiritual one. Throughout The Soul of a Dog, Reflections on the Spirits of the Animals We Love by Melvin J. Gillett Jr., readers are encouraged to reflect upon their own relationships with their furry friends in order to gain insight into not only themselves but also into life itself. By exploring these connections deeply enough, we may come away feeling closer than ever before to those who share our lives. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The human-animal bond, the bond between humans and animals, is a powerful one, and it is something that should be cherished and nurtured. Gillett Jr. explores the deep connection between humans and animals, and how it can bring joy and comfort to both. Main idea number 2. The nature of dogs. Dogs are unique creatures, and they have a special place in the hearts of many people. Gillett Jr. examines the nature of dogs, and how they can bring out the best in us. Main idea number 3. The power of love. Love is a powerful emotion, and it can be shared between humans and animals. Gillett Jr. looks at how love can be a source of healing and comfort, and how it can bring us closer to our animal companions. Main idea number 4. The importance of respect. Respect is an important part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Gillett Jr. discusses the importance of respecting animals and treating them with kindness. Main idea number 5. The meaning of loyalty. Loyalty is a trait that is often associated with dogs, and it is something that can be a source of strength and comfort. Gillett Jr. examines the meaning of loyalty, and how it can be a source of joy and companionship. Main idea number 6. The gift of friendship. Friendship is a special bond that can be shared between humans and animals. Gillett Jr. looks at how friendship can be a source of joy and comfort, and how it can bring us closer to our animal companions. Main idea number 7. The joy of play. Play is an important part of any relationship, and it can be a source of joy and comfort. Gillett Jr. looks at how play can bring us closer to our animal companions, and how it can be a source of healing and comfort. Main idea number 8. The power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is an important part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Gillett Jr. discusses the power of forgiveness, and how it can be a source of healing and comfort. Main idea number 9. The value of patience. Patience is an important part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Gillett Jr. looks at how patience can be a source of joy and comfort, and how it can bring us closer to our animal companions. Main idea number 10. The meaning of compassion. Compassion is an important part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Gillett Jr. examines the meaning of compassion, and how it can be a source of healing and comfort. Main idea number 11. The power of gratitude. Gratitude is an important part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Gillett Jr. looks at how gratitude can be a source of joy and comfort, and how it can bring us closer to our animal companions. Main idea number 12. The gift of trust. Trust is an important part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Gillett Jr. examines the gift of trust, and how it can be a source of healing and comfort. Main idea number 13. The meaning of responsibility. Responsibility is an important part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Gillett Jr. looks at how responsibility can be a source of joy and comfort, and how it can bring us closer to our animal companions. Main idea number 14. The value of kindness. Kindness is an important part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Gillett Jr. discusses the value of kindness, and how it can be a source of healing and comfort. Main idea number 15. The power of acceptance. Acceptance is an important part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Gillett Jr. looks at how acceptance can be a source of joy and comfort, and how it can bring us closer to our animal companions. Main idea number 16. The meaning of gratitude. Gratitude is an important part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Gillett Jr. examines the meaning of gratitude, and how it can be a source of healing and comfort. Main idea number 17. The gift of forgiveness. Forgiveness is an important part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Gillett Jr. looks at how forgiveness can be a source of joy and comfort, and how it can bring us closer to our animal companions. Main idea number 18. The value of respect. Respect is an important part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Gillett Jr. discusses the value of respect, and how it can be a source of healing and comfort. Main idea number 19. The power of patience. Patience is an important part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Gillett Jr. looks at how patience can be a source of joy and comfort, and how it can bring us closer to our animal companions. Main idea number 20. The meaning of love. Love is an important part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Gillett Jr. examines the meaning of love, and how it can be a source of healing and comfort. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The human-animal bond is a special connection that can bring joy and comfort to both humans and animals. It is an emotional relationship between two living beings, one of which has the capacity for language and thought while the other does not. This bond can be seen in many different forms, from pet owners who love their furry friends to farmers who rely on their livestock for sustenance. Regardless of its form, this bond is something that should be cherished and nurtured. In his book The Soul of a Dog, Reflections on the Spirits of the Animals We Love, Melvin J. Gillett Jr. explores this deep connection between humans and animals in detail. He examines how our relationships with animals are shaped by our own emotions, beliefs, values, experiences, culture, religion, and even politics. Through stories about his own beloved pets as well as those he encountered during his travels around the world, Gillett reveals how these bonds have enriched lives throughout history. Gillett's work emphasizes just how important it is to recognize and appreciate the unique relationship we share with animals, one that goes beyond mere companionship or utility but instead reflects a mutual understanding based on trust and respect. Main idea number 2. Dogs are special creatures, and they have a unique place in the hearts of many people. Melvin J. Gillard Jr.'s book The Soul of a Dog, Reflections on the Spirits of the Animals We Love examines this bond between humans and dogs, exploring how our canine companions can bring out the best in us. Gillard looks at how dogs can teach us about loyalty, unconditional love, and joy. He also delves into their complex emotions and behavior patterns. Gillard's work is an exploration into what makes dogs so special to us as individuals and as a species. He discusses how we can learn from them, not just about ourselves but also about life itself, and why it is important to recognize that animals have souls too. Through his research, Gillard reveals that there is much more to these beloved pets than meets the eye. The nature of dogs provides readers with insight into why we form such strong bonds with our furry friends. It encourages us to appreciate all aspects of our relationship with them, from understanding their needs to recognizing their emotional depth, so that we may better understand ourselves in return. Main idea number 3. The power of love is undeniable. It can bring us comfort and healing, even in the darkest moments. Love between humans and animals is no different. It can be a source of solace and joy for both parties involved. In his book The Soul of a Dog, Reflections on the Spirits of the Animals We Love, Melvin J. Gillard Jr. examines how this powerful emotion can bridge the gap between species, creating an unbreakable bond that transcends time and space. Gillard looks at how love has been used to heal physical ailments as well as emotional ones, such as depression or anxiety. He also explores how our relationships with animals can help us understand ourselves better by providing unconditional acceptance and companionship when we need it most. Ultimately, Gillard's work shows us that love is one of life's greatest gifts, one that should never be taken for granted or overlooked. Whether you are sharing your heart with another human being or an animal companion, its power should not be underestimated. Main idea number 4. Respect is an essential part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Respect for animals means recognizing their unique needs and treating them with kindness. It also means understanding that they are sentient beings who have the right to live free from fear, pain, and suffering. When we respect animals, we recognize their individual personalities and treat them as individuals rather than objects or commodities. We take into account their feelings and emotions when making decisions about how to interact with them. We strive to create a safe environment where they can thrive without being subjected to unnecessary stress or harm. Respecting animals also involves respecting their natural habitats by avoiding activities that could damage or destroy them. This includes refraining from hunting wild animals for sport or food unless absolutely necessary, using humane methods of animal husbandry, avoiding activities such as poaching that threaten endangered species, and taking steps to reduce pollution in areas where wildlife lives. Finally, respecting animals requires us to be mindful of our own actions around them. We should always approach unfamiliar creatures cautiously so as not to startle or frighten them unnecessarily. When interacting with domesticated pets, we should remember that even though they may seem like members of our family, they still need boundaries in order for us all to get along peacefully. Main idea number 5. The meaning of loyalty. Loyalty is a trait that is often associated with dogs, and it is something that can be a source of strength and comfort. Gillard Jr. examines the meaning of loyalty and how it can be a source of joy and companionship. He explains that loyalty means more than just being faithful to someone. It also involves understanding their needs, respecting them, and standing by them in times of difficulty or hardship. Gillard Jr. argues that true loyalty requires an emotional connection between two people or animals, a bond based on trust, respect, love, commitment, empathy, compassion, and mutual understanding. This type of relationship creates an environment where both parties feel safe to express themselves without fear or judgment. Loyalty also involves sacrifice, the willingness to put another's needs before your own when necessary. It may mean giving up something you want for the benefit of someone else. This could include time spent together or material possessions such as food or toys. Ultimately, Gillard Jr.'s message is clear: Loyalty should not be taken lightly but rather cherished as one would cherish any other meaningful relationship in life. Main idea number 6. Friendship is a powerful force that can bring us closer to our animal companions. It is a bond of trust and understanding, one that can provide comfort and joy in times of need. Gillett Jr. looks at how friendship between humans and animals can be an invaluable source of support, love, and companionship. He examines the unique ways in which we form relationships with our pets, from the unconditional love they offer us to their ability to understand our emotions. He also explores how these bonds are strengthened through shared experiences such as playtime or walks together. The gift of friendship highlights the importance of cherishing these special connections with our furry friends. Through his thoughtful reflections on this topic, Gillett Jr. encourages readers to appreciate all that animals have to offer us, and reminds us why it's so important to show them kindness and respect. Main idea number 7. Play is an essential part of any relationship, and it can be a source of joy and comfort. In The Soul of a Dog, Reflections on the Spirits of the Animals We Love, Melvin J. Gillett Jr. looks at how play can bring us closer to our animal companions, and how it can be used as a form of healing for both humans and animals alike. Gillett explains that when we engage in playful activities with our pets, we are able to create strong bonds between ourselves and them. This bond helps us understand each other better, which leads to greater trust between us. Additionally, playing together allows us to express emotions such as love or happiness without words. Moreover, playtime provides an opportunity for physical contact that is beneficial for both parties involved. Petting your dog or cat releases endorphins in their brains that make them feel relaxed and contented while also providing you with emotional satisfaction from being close to your beloved companion. Finally, engaging in playful activities with your pet can help reduce stress levels by providing an outlet for pent-up energy or frustration. It's important to remember that play should always be fun. If either party becomes frustrated or overwhelmed during the activity, then it's time to take a break. Main idea number 8. Forgiveness is a powerful tool that can help us to heal and move forward in our relationships with animals. It allows us to let go of the hurt, anger, and resentment we may feel towards them for past wrongs or mistakes. By forgiving an animal, we are able to open ourselves up to new possibilities and create a stronger bond between us. We can also use forgiveness as a way of showing compassion and understanding for their behavior. When it comes to forgiving an animal, it's important not to rush into things. Take your time and think about what happened before you make any decisions. Consider how the situation could have been handled differently or if there was something else that could have been done instead. Once you've taken some time for reflection, then you can decide whether or not forgiveness is right for you. It's also important to remember that forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting what happened, rather it means accepting what has occurred without holding on to negative feelings about it. Forgiveness isn't always easy, but when done correctly it can be incredibly healing both for yourself and the animal involved. Main idea number 9. Patience is a virtue that can be hard to come by, but it is essential for any relationship. When it comes to our relationships with animals, patience is especially important. Animals are living creatures and they need time to adjust and learn new behaviors. Patience allows us to give them the space they need while still providing guidance and support. Patience also brings joy into our lives when we interact with animals. We can take pleasure in watching their progress as they learn new skills or become more comfortable around us. It's rewarding to see how far an animal has come thanks to our patience and dedication. Finally, patience helps us build strong bonds with our animal companions. As we show them kindness and understanding, they will begin to trust us more deeply over time. This trust creates a special connection between humans and animals that can last for years. Main idea number 10. Compassion is a powerful emotion that can be used to bring healing and comfort. It is an understanding of the suffering of another, coupled with a desire to alleviate it. Compassion involves empathy, sympathy, kindness, and caring for others in need. When we show compassion towards animals, we are recognizing their feelings and needs as being just as important as our own. Compassion helps us to recognize the unique spirit within each animal. We come to understand that they have emotions and feelings just like us, they experience joys and sorrows in life too. By showing compassion towards them, we are acknowledging their worthiness of love and respect. When we practice compassion with animals, it can help create strong bonds between us both. Animals often respond positively when shown kindness or care. This connection can lead to mutual trust, which strengthens our relationship even further. Ultimately, practicing compassion towards animals allows us to see them not only as creatures but also as individuals who deserve love and respect from humans. Through compassionate actions such as providing shelter or food for homeless animals or rescuing those in danger, we demonstrate our commitment to protecting all living beings on Earth. Main idea number 11. Gratitude is a powerful emotion that can bring us closer to our animal companions. It helps us recognize the beauty and joy of life, and it allows us to appreciate all that our animals do for us. Gratitude also encourages us to be more mindful of how we treat our animals, as well as how we interact with them. When we express gratitude towards an animal, it shows them that they are valued and appreciated. When we take the time to show appreciation for what our animals do for us, it strengthens the bond between human and animal. We become more aware of their needs and feelings, which in turn leads to better communication between both species. This improved understanding can lead to greater trust between humans and animals. Expressing gratitude towards an animal also has positive effects on ourselves. When we feel grateful for something or someone, it releases endorphins in the brain which make us feel happier overall. Additionally, expressing gratitude can help reduce stress levels by allowing people to focus on what they have rather than what they lack. The power of gratitude should not be underestimated when it comes to building relationships with animals. Showing appreciation for their presence in your life will go a long way towards creating a strong bond between you two. Main idea number 12. Trust is an essential part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. The gift of trust can be a source of healing and comfort for both the animal and the human involved in the bond. When we give our trust to an animal, we are showing them that they can rely on us for safety, security, and love. This creates a strong connection between us that allows us to form a deep bond. When we show our animals that they can trust us, they will often respond by being more relaxed around us. They may even become more affectionate or playful as their confidence grows. We also benefit from this exchange. When we feel trusted by another living creature, it helps build self-esteem and strengthens our own sense of worthiness. The gift of trust is something special that should not be taken lightly or abused. It requires patience and understanding on both sides in order for it to work properly. If you want your pet to learn how to trust you fully, then you must demonstrate consistent kindness towards them over time so that they know what kind of behavior is expected from them. Main idea number 13. The meaning of responsibility. Responsibility is an essential part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Gillett Jr. looks at how responsibility can be a source of joy and comfort, and how it can bring us closer to our animal companions. He explains that taking on the responsibility for another living being requires us to think beyond ourselves, which in turn helps us become more compassionate people. Gillett Jr. also emphasizes the importance of understanding what responsibilities come with caring for an animal companion. This includes providing them with proper nutrition, exercise, medical care, socialization opportunities, mental stimulation activities, and plenty of love and affection. Taking on these responsibilities means we are making a commitment to ensure their well-being throughout their lifetime. Finally, Gillett Jr. stresses that having a sense of responsibility towards animals should not only be seen as something we have to do out of obligation or duty, rather he encourages us to view this as an opportunity for growth, both personally and spiritually, by learning from our animal friends about unconditional love and acceptance. Main idea number 14. The value of kindness is often overlooked, but it can be a powerful force in our lives. Kindness has the power to heal and comfort us when we are feeling down or overwhelmed. It can also help us build strong relationships with animals, as they respond positively to gentle treatment and understanding. When we show kindness towards an animal, it helps them feel safe and secure in our presence. Kindness is not only beneficial for animals, it can also benefit humans too. Studies have shown that people who practice acts of kindness on a regular basis experience greater levels of happiness than those who do not. This could be because being kind makes us feel good about ourselves, which leads to increased self-esteem and improved mental health. In addition to its emotional benefits, showing kindness towards others can also lead to tangible rewards such as better job opportunities or more friends. People tend to remember those who treat them kindly and will often go out of their way to help someone they consider kind-hearted. Ultimately, the value of kindness should never be underestimated, whether you're dealing with humans or animals. Showing compassion and understanding towards others will always bring positive results in one form or another. Main idea number 15. Acceptance is a powerful tool in any relationship, and it can be especially beneficial when it comes to our relationships with animals. When we accept an animal for who they are, without judgment or expectations, we open ourselves up to the joys of companionship and connection. We learn to appreciate their unique personalities and quirks, rather than trying to change them into something else. This acceptance allows us to form strong bonds with our animal friends that can last a lifetime. When we accept an animal's behavior as part of their nature instead of trying to control it, we create a safe space for them where they feel comfortable being themselves. This helps build trust between us and our furry friends, which leads to more meaningful interactions. Acceptance also encourages mutual respect between humans and animals. By understanding each other's needs better, both parties benefit from the relationship. The power of acceptance should not be underestimated when it comes to building relationships with animals. By accepting them unconditionally for who they are, we open ourselves up to the joys of companionship that come from truly connecting with another living creature. Main idea number 16. The meaning of gratitude. Gratitude is an important part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Gillett Jr. examines the meaning of gratitude and how it can be a source of healing and comfort. Gratitude is more than just saying thank you for something. It involves recognizing that we are all connected in some way, whether through love or friendship. It also means being aware that our actions have consequences on others, both positive and negative. When we show gratitude towards animals, we acknowledge their presence in our lives as well as their importance to us. Gillett Jr. explains that showing gratitude towards animals can help us build stronger bonds with them by expressing appreciation for what they do for us every day, from providing companionship to helping us stay healthy and safe. He also emphasizes the importance of understanding why certain behaviors may occur so that we can better respond to them in a compassionate manner. Ultimately, Gillett Jr.'s message is clear: showing gratitude towards animals helps create meaningful connections between humans and other species while promoting respect for all living things. By taking time to recognize the value of these creatures in our lives, we can foster deeper relationships with them while learning valuable lessons about ourselves along the way. Main idea number 17. Forgiveness is an essential part of any relationship, and it can be especially powerful when it comes to our relationships with animals. In his book The Soul of a Dog, Reflections on the Spirits of the Animals We Love, Melvin J. Gillett Jr. looks at how forgiveness can bring us closer to our animal companions and provide us with joy and comfort. He explains that by forgiving our pets for their mistakes or misbehavior, we are able to show them love and understanding in spite of their flaws. Gillett also emphasizes that forgiveness should not be seen as a sign of weakness but rather as an act of strength. By forgiving those who have wronged us, whether they are human or animal, we demonstrate courage and resilience in the face of adversity. Furthermore, he argues that through forgiveness we can learn valuable lessons about ourselves and others. Ultimately, Gillett believes that by embracing the gift of forgiveness we can create stronger bonds with our beloved animals while also finding peace within ourselves. Through this process we may even discover new depths to our own humanity. Main idea number 18. Respect is an essential part of any relationship, and it is especially important when it comes to our relationships with animals. Respect for animals can be a source of healing and comfort, as well as a way to show them that we care about their well-being. When we respect animals, we are showing them that they matter to us and that we value their presence in our lives. When we treat animals with respect, it helps build trust between us and the animal. This trust allows us to form deeper connections with the animal, which can lead to better understanding of each other's needs. Respect also encourages positive behaviors from both parties involved in the relationship. When an animal knows they are respected by humans, they will often respond positively. Respect for animals should not only be shown through words but also through actions. We must take steps towards protecting their rights and ensuring their safety at all times. We should strive to create environments where animals feel safe and secure so that they can thrive without fear or harm. Ultimately, respecting animals means recognizing them as sentient beings who deserve love and kindness just like any other living creature on this planet. By treating them with respect, we can foster meaningful relationships built on mutual understanding and appreciation. Main idea number 19. Patience is a powerful tool when it comes to our relationships with animals. It can be used to build trust and understanding, as well as create an environment of mutual respect. Patience allows us to take the time needed for animals to learn new behaviors or adjust to changes in their environment. It also helps us recognize that animals have different needs than humans, and that they may need more time or space before responding positively. Patience can also bring joy into our lives by allowing us to appreciate the small moments we share with our animal companions. We can savor each moment spent together, whether it's playing fetch or simply cuddling on the couch. By taking the time to really connect with our pets, we are able to form strong bonds that will last a lifetime. Finally, patience gives us an opportunity for self-reflection and growth. As we practice patience with our animal friends, we become better at being patient in other areas of life too, with ourselves and others around us. This kind of growth leads not only towards greater harmony between people and animals but also within ourselves. Main idea number 20. Love is a powerful emotion that can bring us joy, comfort, and healing. It is an essential part of any relationship, whether it be between two people or between humans and animals. In his book The Soul of a Dog, Reflections on the Spirits of the Animals We Love, Melvin J. Gillard Jr. examines the meaning of love in our relationships with animals. Gillard argues that love for animals has its own unique qualities which are distinct from human-to-human relationships. He believes that when we open ourselves up to loving an animal deeply, we can experience profound emotional connections and spiritual growth as well as physical healing. He also suggests that by understanding how our pets think and feel about us, and vice versa, we can create stronger bonds with them than ever before. Ultimately, he encourages readers to recognize the power of love in their lives and use it to build meaningful relationships with their furry friends. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.